Well, Danny, delighted you could join us, and down to the business end of the Derry Senior Football Championship. You've had about 8 teams still standing: Kilray and Owen Roa, Ballaghy and Loop, Dalham Derry, Lavey and Slochneil and Ballinascreen. First, I suppose, of all, is there any surprises in there?
I don't think so. I think, I suppose the biggest surprise would have been that Slochneil and Ballinderry both come through the backdoor system in Derry. That would be very unusual for either the two of them to ever get beat. So it's been a wee bit of a change that way, but I think, you know, the 8 teams that are left on it are there in merit.
Yeah. Anyway, first of the games is this evening. It's Kilray versus Owen Roa. Owen Roa, Coleraine, how do you see that one?
It's a very funny sort of game, I think. Coleraine have traditionally been sort of very defensive-minded, you know, and then used Colin McGoldrick, Gavin McWilliams up front, you know, sort of as a release. But last week now against Banagher, they were a wee bit more, I suppose, forward-thinking, and that they were a wee bit more aggressive up front. And I have to say, it made a major change to them, and they looked very, very good. Coleraine have been very, very strong in the Championship. Damien Barton's looking after them, and I'd say they've been as strong as I've seen them in a few years. And I think James Keith's influence around the middle of the field is massive, and at this stage it would be very, very hard to call the game. But I think, if you ask me, I think Coleraine maybe is a wee bit stronger at this stage. I know a lot of people will be looking at Coleraine, but I have a wee feeling that Coleraine up front there are very strong.
Yeah. Did I read somewhere during the week, Danny, where Coleraine are the only team left in the last 8 who haven't won the Championship?
See, from the rest, I'm not sure now. Yeah. I know they haven't won the Championship, but that's correct.
Yeah.
They were beating the final 2 or 3 years ago there. They had a team that won the Ulster Minor competition a few years ago, and the backbone of their team is made up of that.
Yeah. On to Monday night, Ballaghy and Loop, one dear to your own heart.
That's a real tough game to call. I think it's a 50-50 game, totally. Loop are a young team, very quick team, very good up front. 3 or 4 decent wee forwards. We have O'Neill's back home from America. Now Declan McVeigh. The whole pile of boys that I've taught are playing for them, so that they've been going very, very well around the middle of the field. Terence O'Brien, Brian Doyle, have all been playing well, and they were, I suppose, very disappointed when Lavey beat them in the last round of the Championship. And I think they conceded a few goals against Lavey, and I think you'll see a different team on Monday night. They'll have tightened up defensively, and they'll depend on 1 or 2 players up front and releasing the ball to those players. Blackie's a different setup in that they're a wee bit older and a wee bit more mature of the team. There's a few boys that have been about for a few years, so it's the youth against the old, so we'll just have to see what happens.
And big Fergal Doherty's still key man for Ballaghy.
Fergal's a massive influence around the middle of the field. I mean, young Peter Gastic's playing beside him in there now, and Joe Divers floating about right in the middle of the field again. And those three players, I think, if they can get a bit of possession, I think Ballaghy have a chance of winning it. As I say, I think it's a 50-50. Both teams have been sort of impressive in the early stages of the Championship, and it's a tough one to call. It's a long trip, but the match isn't at 8:30 on Monday night, so it's a wavy track for us all now Monday evening up to Sally Park.
And the other game on Monday night is Ballinderry versus Lavey.
Ballinderry against Lavey. I suppose Lavey, for me so far, have been the most impressive team in the Championship. If you ask me to pick out the two, Lavey and Ballinscreen have both been very impressive. Lavey have the ability to score goals. Up front, the Niall Toner, Killian O'Boyle have been outstanding for them. And defensively, they're a lot tighter. They play a very tight defensive system, and then when they attack those boys up front, they can score goals at will. So they've been very impressive. Ballinderry are the traditionalists. You know, at the start of the year, if anybody asks you who's going to win the Championship, you would obviously say Ballinderry. They have, I suppose, stuttered through the first couple of rounds, and last week against Dungiven, I thought they were excellent. They seem to be back to the old Ballinderry again. I take into account everything that's happened in it, and the loss of Aaron Devlin has been massive, not just to the club but to the whole community. And yeah, they have, I suppose, I don't think they've got over it, because you'll never get over it, but they've tried. I'm sure they have a reason now for trying to win the Championship, and last week was the first time that I sort of seen them gel again. up front, Raymond Wilkerson and Conor Gilligan, I think he was getting better with age. He was absolutely outstanding against Ingillen. And there's that wee bit of solidness. I'd say against Ingillen, they're a wee bit disappointed in their returns around the middle of the field. But I can see that address now on Monday evening. And if Ballinrae can get a few balls around the middle of the field, they're not that far away.
So has the potential to be a very good game, has it?
I think I would love to be calling on the road home from Celtic Park to see X the time, but I don't know if that'll happen or not. I think it could be a really good game. I think potentially it's probably the best game off the quarterfinals because the two of them have played all over the years and there's a good rivalry between the two of them. And I think it's sort of Lavier have been very strong and very aggressive and people have been talking about them so far in the championship. And everybody has sort of been saying, no, God, Ballinrae is not as good as they were. But last week against Ingillen, you saw glimpses of the old Ballinrae again. And so it's very, very hard to know. It's very hard to call. And I think Lavi will have to score goals to beat them. And Ballinrae will definitely be tightened up defensively from what they've been.
And finally, on Tuesday evening, the champions, somewhat struggling, I suppose, have a tight one against Ballinascreen.
Slathneal have an incredible schedule. They have the hurling final is on today. They play Swatra in the hurling final today, and then they have the championship match, the football championship quarter final on Tuesday night. For the set of players, you know, after their run last year when they went to the Ulster hurling final and the All Ireland club final in football, so the players, it's obviously it's taken its toll on them because in the last couple of weeks now they've lost both Jared Bradley and Paddy McGuigan to Krishikid injuries, you know, and that's going to be very, very tough for them to get over. However, as I say, they have a lot of young players coming through. They're in minor teams through the semi-final of the championship. There's a few boys coming through there, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a young player or two coming in.
Yeah. And what of Ballinascreen? A lot of people talking about them.
Ballinascreen, I say, them and Lavi have been the two most impressive teams in the championship. Ballinascreen have a very tight defensive system. When they rely heavily up front then on Benny Hearn and young fellow McGrew to score for them. They have been very, very solid is the word I would use for them, and they seem to have a system in place and they know what they're doing and they play to the system and everybody follows the system and they would be very, very hard to break down. I think Slathneal with the hurling final on today and that match coming so quick after, that's some challenge to try and get through that quarter final match.
So the scale's tipping in favour of Ballinascreen on this one, is it?
I think the amount of games coming at them obviously is a problem. They'll have three championship matches in, say, 10 days, which is between hurling and football, and that has to play its toll on them. You know, I'm not making excuses for them now because I still think Slathneal will be putting 15 players out in the pitch and they'll be well capable. But at some stage, it has to take its toll. And there's a number of players who are involved in both the Karen McCaig, Chrissy McCaig, you know, just to name a couple of them that are involved with the hurling and the football. And the dual pairs are really stretched. You know, there's no time to recover. You get an injury today in the hurling final, it's going to be very, very difficult to be back for the football on Tuesday night. So there's a massive challenge to them. And I think possibly that could tip it and just tip it a wee bit to Ballinascreen.
And finally, before we let you go, it's All-Ireland weekend, Dublin and Kerry. I don't think nobody argues the two best teams in the final. What's your thoughts?
It's fantastic to get to the, I suppose, the old traditionalist finals again. It's good to see them not there in odd time too, but Kerry and Dublin is a match everybody wants to watch, I suppose, when it comes to football. Very tough one to call again. Dublin weren't that impressive against Mayo. They brought on a host of subs that obviously changed the game, and I haven't seen the Dublin team yet, but I see Kerry have made three changes, and Kerry have made two changes in their full back line, and I'd maybe worry a wee bit about that going into an All-Ireland final, that the changes are in a very important area of the pitch. I'm just wondering, is that maybe going to give Dublin a wee bit of advantage, or they're a wee bit worried about that area. Up front, Kerry are fantastic, their movement's super, the ability of the players, you know, the Gooch, Paul Guinea, you know, a super set of forwards up there, and I think if they can get enough ball and score, get a score, if Dublin's defensive system can be broken down, you know, Kerry will win it.